This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Yemen's Houthi militia group has attacked another ship in the Gulf of Aden following a rash of attacks over the past several weeks. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Yemen's Houthis attacked a Maltese-flagged vessel in the Gulf of Aden Tuesday following a rash of attacks on international shipping in recent days. Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, who supports the Houthis, urged them to continue their attacks. Yahya Saria, spokesman for the Houthis military forces, said they would continue attacking U.S. and British ships and seek revenge for U.S. and British attacks on their forces in recent days. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
The United States does not expect its strikes on Yemen's Houthi rebels to eliminate the threat posed by the group in the Red Sea, the country's national security advisor Jake Sullivan said at the World Economic Forum on Tuesday.
We mobilized a coalition of countries to take strikes to degrade the Houthis' capabilities so their ability to mount sustained and complex attacks becomes more difficult over time. But we did not say when we launched our attacks, they're going to end once and for all.
The U.S. military carried out a new strike in Yemen on Tuesday against anti-ship ballistic missiles in a Houthi-controlled part of the country as a missile struck a Greek-owned vessel in the Red Sea. Russian President Vladimir Putin met North Korea's top diplomat in the Kremlin on Tuesday in the latest sign of deepening ties between the two authoritarian states. The meetings come on the back of a high-profile visit from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to Russia last year. This is VOA News.